Climble, the role of health-related claims and symbols in consumer behaviour. Health claims and symbols are aids intended to guide consumers and help them make healthier food choices. However, their actual impact on food purchasing and consumption behaviour is not very clear. Climble aims to understand better the actual effect of such health information and to provide guidelines for the more effective use of health claims and symbols on foods in conveying the healthy message, taking into account consumers' perspective. The principal coordinator of Climble, Dr. Sophie Heeker, presents the goal of the project and the key people involved in it, both the consortium members and the stakeholders. She also explains why this project is important to all of us and how its outcomes will be relevant to experts in the field. Dr. Heeker, can you tell us about yourself and your role within the project?
I'm the head of consumer insights at UFIC, the European Food Information Council, and I'm representing UFIC as the coordinator of this EU-funded project, which means that I'm the principal coordinator of Climble. Climble has received funding from the European Union's 7th Framework Programme for research, technological development and demonstration. UFIC is responsible for the overall management of the project as well as the dissemination of results throughout the project, but we are also involved in research activities.
What's the aim of the project?
Climble aims at better understanding the role of health claims and symbols in consumer behavior. More specifically, this means how do consumers interpret health claims and symbols? What meaning do they attach to these statements? And how can this possibly influence buying decisions and also consumption behavior? In addition to this, we study the role of context factors in this regard. We include individual differences of consumers in their needs and wants, but also country differences in the history of how these countries have used claims and symbols on food products.
Can you please introduce the project, the work areas and the goals?
We have started working on Climble September 1st, 2012. This is a 4-year project, and as such, we will end in 2016. We have 5 main work areas in which we will undertake research. The first one is called product supply. Here we look at the history of claims and symbols, what is currently available on the markets, and how products carrying claims and symbols look like, what their product information looks like in their packaging. The second work area is called consumer needs and wants. And here we study consumer interpretation of health information, how they form their beliefs about health information, etc. In the third work area, in the methodological toolbox, we will design and validate methods for measuring the effects of health claims and symbols on consumer behavior. Before we then move on to the fourth work area, the investigation of effects. And here we will undertake extensive testing of consumer understanding of health claims and symbols, as well as any effects they have on purchase and consumption across Europe. Last but not least, in our fifth work area, the public policy implications, we will derive implications for policymakers. We will give recommendations on how to design effective social media campaigns, but also offline campaigns. And we will produce other educational material based on the work and the outcomes of our previous work areas. All of this is supported by, of course, management and dissemination activities. And for these, you can check out our website climble.eu, where we post any kind of material and updates on the project and its results.
Who are the key people in the project and what are their roles?
Our consortium consists of renowned research and communication experts across Europe. Now, our partners have a variety of expertise in areas such as marketing, consumer behavior, econometrics and social psychology, but also nutrition and health research. This includes, for instance, the universities of Oxford, Surrey, Wageningen, Ghent, Aarhus, Copenhagen, Saarland, Budapest and Ljubljana. We also have communication experts on board, such as ourselves, UFIC, but also Skutlan Partners, who are the agency that supports the Choices program. National organizations such as the Agri-Food Research and Technology Center of Aragon in Spain and the Swedish National Food Agency are also on board. They further help us in designing effective research based on their expertise, for instance, in creating and introducing the Nordic keyhole as a health symbol in Sweden, Norway, and Denmark. Last but not least, Globus, a German-based retailer, will enable us to test the effects of health claims and symbols in stores.
Who are the stakeholders and how are you engaging them in the project? How do they benefit from participating?
Our stakeholders are threefold and consist of national authorities involved in regulating food labeling, the food industry, manufacturers and ingredient suppliers who use health claims and symbols on their products, but also consumer associations who provide support and guidance on these topics to the consumers that they represent. We engage with a number of European and national organizations through our Stakeholder Advisory Board, which convenes annually. There, on these meetings, we discuss our research and ask for input on upcoming studies. We find this very helpful as these stakeholders have great expertise in this field, but they also come from different backgrounds. They help us viewing issues from different angles and taking all necessary aspects into account when we design our studies. By consulting on important aspects, we believe that our stakeholders help us in shaping the research undertaken in this project and ensuring relevance and topicality of the studies carried out in Klimbl.
Who are the project outcomes relevant for?
This project is really relevant to all of us as we are all consumers and affected by the health-related information we find ourselves surrounded by on a daily basis. For instance, when we go to the supermarket and shop food and drink products. Better understanding of the underlying mechanisms will help us to design meaningful information, but also develop effective communication strategies and support in monitoring the impact on consumer behavior and their health status.
As a scientific advisor in this project, with over 20 years of experience in the field, Professor Dr. Klaus Grunert summarizes the scientific background of Klimbl. What is currently known about the effect of health claims and symbols on consumer behavior, and how will this project and the methodology it uses help clarify some of the pertaining issues? Professor Grunert, could you tell us about yourself and your role within the project?
I am a consumer scientist. I work with research on understanding consumer behavior. I have a long history of doing research with regard to how consumers process information when they make choices in the supermarket. And for that reason, I've been asked to be the scientific advisor to this project here that deals with how consumers understand and process health claims and symbols.
What is the background of this project?
The background is that the legislation on the use of health claims and symbols is now in place. And as a result, we will increasingly see products with health claims on them on the market. But at the same time, we know very little about whether consumers understand these health claims. And we know very little about whether they will have any effects on consumers' choices. And if health claims are supposed to have any effect in the marketplace, it's important that we understand how consumers react to them.
Why is it important to better understand the role of health claims and symbols in consumer behavior?
From the perspective of industry, we can say that health claims, of course, are an attempt to position products based on certain health effects, and that is successful only if consumers, in fact, understand these health claims and if they have an impact on their choice. So industry is interested in formulating health claims and presenting them in a way so that consumers actually will use them when they make choices. From a public policy perspective, there is an interest in that health claims improve the healthfulness of consumer choices and are not misleading so that they could actually have a negative effect on the healthfulness of consumer choices. So from the public policy aspect, from the regulation aspect, it's also important that we understand how consumers react to health claims.
How will the research in Klimbl be carried out?
We look at different effects of health claims and symbols on consumers. We want to find out whether consumers understand them correctly. We want to find out whether they have any effect on consumer choices. And we also want to find out whether they have any effect on consumer consumption, because even when consumers buy a product with a health claim on it, and even when that is based on a correct understanding of that health claim, there may be other indirect effects that consumers, for example, buy more or less of other products or consume more or less of other products that may also have an impact on the overall healthiness of their diet. We will investigate these three aspects, and we will do that taking into account that consumers differ in terms of their nutritional knowledge, in terms of their motivation to eat healthily. And we will also take into account that the different member countries of the European Union also differ in the history with regard to the use of health claims and symbols. We will do these analyses based on a range of different methods. We will, of course, use survey techniques where we ask consumers, but we will also use observational techniques. We will observe consumers in stores or in simulated store environments. We will look at purchase data that we get from participants in the marketplace so that we get a good overall view of the way in which consumers react.
How will this project add to current scientific research in this area?
The current scientific research in this area is relatively limited. We know very little about to which extent consumers actually understand, especially health claims, and also our knowledge on how they affect consumer choice and consumption is very limited. This project here will, for the first time, bring about thorough and systematic insight into the effects of health claims and symbols. In addition to that, a major outcome of the project is also that we will provide a set of methods that everybody else can use, because we expect that also in the future, both industry and public policy authorities will have a need for doing investigations on how consumers react to health claims and symbols.
What is the relevance of the project outcomes for public policy decision makers and the food industry?
For public policy, it has always been a major aspect with regard to the regulation of health claims that consumers understand them, that the average consumer is able to understand them. But we have no evidence and no methods to actually investigate to which extent that is the case. This project here will bring about insight into that issue and bring about methods that can be used if public policymakers want to investigate whether consumers indeed understand health claims. And we also believe that public policymakers and regulators are interested in to which extent health claims and symbols actually have an impact on consumer choices and consumption, so that they can evaluate whether they have a positive effect on public health or not. And something similar is the case for the food industry. The food industry will continue to use health claims and symbols only if they think they actually have an effect on consumer behavior, that they will lead consumers to choose products that have specific additional health effects, and therefore industry also will be interested both in finding out to which extent that is the case and in having methods made available that they can use themselves.
Dr. Igor Prost describes research activities conducted within Work Area 1 and shares some of the first results arising from Climble research. Dr. Prost, can you tell us about yourself and your role within the project?
I'm a researcher at the University of Ljubljana and at the Nutrition Institute in Ljubljana, Slovenia. I do research in the fields of food science and nutrition, particularly in connection with the composition, food labeling, and the role of food labels in public health. I'm representing the University of Ljubljana as leader in this first work area of Climble, in which we are looking into the current status of health claims and symbols from a product supply point of view. We are responsible to assure that all tasks within this work area are carried out properly to ensure timely availability of high quality results, which will be then used for later research activities.
What are the objectives in the first work area?
We have five main objectives. The first one is to look into the differences between the EU member states with regard to the history of use and regulation of use of health claims and symbols. The other one is to map the presence of health claims and symbols on the market and to investigate the context in which those claims appear on products. Then to develop the first taxonomy of health claims, health symbols and their context, as well as the other information that can be found on the food packaging. We have completed the work related to these three main objectives, and currently our partners are actively working on analyzing the nutritional composition of the foods that were sampled and which we identified as bearing health claims and symbols. We will then compare the criteria for assigning health symbols and plan for results to be available this summer.
Can you share some of the preliminary results about the situation in the European Union with regard to the history of use of health claims and symbols. Have you noticed any significant country differences?
We have performed interviews with representatives of national authorities, consumer organizations, and industry representatives in all EU member states. We found that about half of the EU countries had at least partial regulation of health claims on the national level. This means that consumers in some countries were exposed to health claims, while in others they weren't. For example, while in Slovenia use of health claims was not allowed, it was allowed in the United Kingdom.
Did the project provide any insight into the perception of health claims and symbols among stakeholders and the general public?
The topic appears to be very important for the stakeholders, most of them expressing the need for more research on the effects of health claims and symbols with regard to consumer behavior, public health outcomes, and also economic impact. Some themes dominated in the stakeholder and public debates. For example, consumer understanding of claims, particularly rewarding, risk of misleading the consumer. Then consumer acceptance and trust, particularly in relation to credibility of claims and symbols. Also question of the effectiveness of the use of health claims, particularly impact on health and healthier food choices. We also noted some legislative aspects, for example, how to apply the health claims regulation, wording, graphic implementation of symbols, then the process of the approval at European Food Safety Authority and the status of different claims, the application of nutrient profiles and criteria for the use of claims and symbols on foods.
What can you tell us about the current prevalence of health claims and symbols in the European Union?
Our objective was to provide a benchmark of the prevalence and consumer exposure to health claims and symbols and the context they appear in. We sampled around 2,000 products in 3 different store types in 5 different EU countries: Germany, the Netherlands, Slovenia, Spain, and the United Kingdom. Overall, between 4 and 13% of products in the 5 countries have been found to carry health claims and symbols, meaning that they were less frequently present on food products in comparison to nutrition claims. For example, 4% of products sampled in Spain carried health claims and symbols, 9% in Germany, 10% in the United Kingdom, 12% in Slovenia, and 13% in the Netherlands. Health claims were mostly found to be in a non-specific format, not specifying which compound is responsible for the health effect claimed. If we go a bit deeper into product categories, we determined that egg products carried no claims at all. Baby food products showed the highest prevalence of claims on packaging, including both nutritional and health claims. We also investigated context factors for health claims and symbols. Overall, in all 5 countries, the types of images most often appearing on the products are images of the food itself or images of fresh ingredients contained within these products. Across the 5 countries, nutrition and health claims mostly appeared at front of pack and in small size textual format.
How does your research feed into the Klimbl project as a whole?
In the first work area, we mapped the presence of health claims and symbols on foods, with special attention to country-wise differences in history of use of health claims and symbols. This will be a basis for designing and conducting studies involving consumers in other work packages. This aspect is very important because consumers' previous exposure and familiarity with health claims and symbols might have an effect on their understanding and the use of claims. The taxonomy which was developed within this work package will be further revised and will serve as a basis for classification of all claims and symbols analyzed in this project.
Klimbl, the role of health-related claims and symbols in consumer behavior.